Hello once again, everybody, and welcome to our newest edition.
Making Waves.
Making Waves, Dennis and Steve here. Yes. LakeChelanNow.com, and we are located in beautiful Manson this morning, Steve, and we're here at the Green Dot Sub Shop with Jeff Conwell, Vice President of the Manson Chamber, because we're going to be talking a lot of things about the Manson community, but in particular something that's come up in the news of late, and that's about the possibility for the community to capture Loeffler Field as an asset.
Long been used by the community for a number of things for years and years, and we'll be talking a bit about that. But you mentioned Manson and the beautiful community of Manson and the Chamber. Got to once again say that if you have not had a chance, take a little bit of time in the evening to drive downtown Manson. The lights and displays this year are outstanding, over the top, beautiful.
Absolutely, and we'll talk with Jeff about some of the Chamber activities as well, but let's lead into the program today with what has been a topic of discussion of late. And Jeff, I know it's gone on for more than just, you know, this week. We're talking about the Manson Chamber stepping forward, taking the lead position in trying to acquire what is known as Loeffler Field, hopefully going to become Loeffler Park officially here at some point in the future. And it's going to take a land acquisition. It's going to take money to get it done. But you're in the process of getting all that done officially with an offer. Where are we at?
Yeah, well, you know, the reality is the Loeffler family, as you mentioned, and Steve, you mentioned this, that the field has been used for everything. I mean, honest to goodness, the Loefflers have been so generous with the use of the property. It's seen golf ball drops, carnivals. It's seen, last summer alone, we had 150 kids camp out on there for a church retreat. It's everything. Santa lands there. It's really become the place, kind of the hub for events in Manson. And it would just be a heartbreak to see that property go to the wayside. What are we going to do? Put warehouses there? Are we going to put apartments there? Are we going to have a something that's undesirable? That, you know, let's face it, there are many developments in the valley that aren't that desirable, and there aren't that many opportunities in the course of one's life to maybe put your fingerprints on a community. And this is our time. This is our time as a community to really put our fingerprints on our town and say, no, this is going to be ours, and we're going to save this for all generations to come to you know, be able to use this property. So we're really excited about it. And going to your question, Dennis, in regard to the financial end of it, it's a $1.3 million price tag. And, you know, it's pretty big. The good news is we've got an ask into the county, and the county has been pretty supportive of our efforts. They think this is a great idea as well. And so we've asked them for about $500,000, and it looks like we're going to be able to obtain that. We're meeting next week with the Port of Chelan County Commissioners, and with their support, I think that $500,000 ask of the commissioners is going to happen.
Jeff, are you exploring other potential areas of funding for this? Like there are land trusts, there are various things that are out there. Are you looking into those as well?
Yeah, actually, we've got our feelers out everywhere. We're working hand in hand with the Manson Parks Department. And, you know, I want to be very clear that the Manson Chamber of Commerce is not interested in owning property. We have no illusions of becoming land barons here in Manson. Our primary purpose is, explicit purpose, is to help acquire the property for the Manson Parks Department.
The nuts and bolts of trying to put this together in a fairly short period of time. Let's talk about that to start with. You have some time constraints.
Yeah, we do have time constraints. It's a pretty big deal. We actually have until May 31st to have all the funding done for this. And so certainly that $500,000 will go a long way to getting us down the road. But honestly, guys, it's gonna require the community stepping up and everybody chipping in for us to be able to get to the finish line. And, you know, going to the idea of getting other grants, yes, we're looking, but, you know, it takes time to get those grants. And there's actually, for those grants, sometimes there's a season for those. You talk to Robin Pittman down at the Manson Parks Department, and she'll tell you that they were looking at some grant opportunities, but now we're out of the cycle. They actually have cycles to those grants. So we'll have to wait about a year for another opportunity. It's a RCO grant through the federal government. So we have to wait on that one. In the meantime, you know, we're reaching out to our representative government saying, guys, what can we do? How can we, you know, make this a reality for the community. So we're going to tap everybody for this opportunity, and you know, whether they're just a citizen or whether they're a government agency, we're gonna be coming to your door. So look for us.
I'm looking in my visualizing in my head, Jeff, that you have this sheet of paper with targets on it, and you've got. Check, okay, we applied for that one from the county, and check, we've launched this online campaign, which we'll talk about, and you've generated $2,000+ without really promoting that
right. It's
online.
Just been there,
But that's a long push from, you know, where you're at right now, because you're going to have maybe, about a third of the way there, a little bit more, if the county money comes in, but that still means you're going to have to come up with $700,000-$800,000 somehow, some way, with the clock ticking, and that's a lot of donations from individuals to mount up to a number like that.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, the good news is that when you, you know, talk about parks and you talk about Manson, the people of Manson step up. The people of Manson love parks. They support parks. We have a great parks board and a terrific parks department. So we're thinking that this is going to be one of those situations where the community will rally. And we're not done knocking on doors. I mean, we're going to be meeting with the PUD. PUD has been terrific in terms of helping Manson with parks, so we don't see any reason why this won't, you know, fall into the same category with them. But yeah, it's going to be a push. You're right. So we don't take the number lightly at all, and that's why, you know, we were actually trying to get more of the funding opportunities from our government agencies in place before we went public with this. But you know, when you go to those meetings, they're public records, and word gets out, and next thing you know, you have to go public with it. You know, we were really hoping for a couple more weeks, but you want to control the narrative on the deal because you don't want people to get any misunderstandings, and so that's why we've really decided, hey, we've got to step forward and let everybody know.
Let's go back to how this came about. Sorry, Steve, but I'm curious because it's breaking news now and it's out, but you've been working on this for quite a while now. How did it begin initially? Did the Loeffler family come and approach the chamber and say, hey, let's talk about this?
Well, you know, when Nikki Loeffler passed, it just kind of was like, the Loeffler family is going to probably want to do something with this property. And so we sat down and had a conversation with Bill Loeffler. And Bill's such a great guy. And he's been, again, he and Heidi have been so generous. And before that, Nikki. But, you know, I just said, Bill, what's your family's heart's desire for this property? How would you like to see this, you know, property used moving forward? And, you know, he said, look, you know, we would really like to see it not divided, not split up. And we'd like to see it kept together and perhaps maybe even a park. And I was like, perfect. So we were really excited to hear that that was what they wanted to do. It was exactly what our hope was. And so, you know, we just said, look, when you get to the point of needing to do something with the property, would you give us the first opportunity to buy it? And they've honored that. And in that request, we also said, look, you know, we will keep this as Loeffler Field, and they prefer Loeffler Park, so we'll call it Loeffler Park for all time. And that's great. So, you know, we were in alignment with what they wanted and what we wanted. So it worked out great.
Fairly recently, the Manson Park had attempted to purchase some property for former Ernie's gas station downtown. And had and it was not successful, fell just really, really short, but had a group of people remaining anonymous that were called Friends of Manson Parks. And no one really knows who the Friends of Manson Parks are, but I could guess a few. But nonetheless, they had gathered a substantial amount of money. And pledges for a substantial amount of money to complete a project that didn't come to fruition. But it would occur to me that those kinds of opportunities are out there, and it would be fairly easily, in my mind's eye, to convert some of that support to this project. It basically is somewhat the same.
That was a real heartbreak. We were hoping beyond hope that they would have the opportunity to acquire that property as well. But again, that being what it is, we're going to reach out to those folks absolutely and invite them to support this effort. It's just such a critical time, you know, when you have till May 31st to get this done. So yeah, we'll reach out to them as well. And we've actually got a couple of those folks involved in this project. So I think that there's going to be some nice continuity in terms of what their efforts were down there for Ernie's gas station to Loeffler Field.
The Port of Chelan County, you indicated, would be one person or one agency, rather, that might look at helping out one way or the other. Similar requests have been made in the past of the port. The port seems to want to, no, the port is charged with, amongst other things, economic development. They want to see job creation, industrial something, make this attractive to the port. One would have to make a case that it's going to create jobs, it's going to create economic vitality, those kinds of things they want to see. Are you ready to do that in your presentation to the port?
Yeah, we've had a great relationship with the port over the years, and I always point to a professor at A&M University down in Texas, John Crompton, I believe is his name, but they've done studies on this to actually calculate the economic value of a park, and they've come up with the reality that small business ranked recreation, parks, and open space first among quality of life elements in determining locations and making decisions on where they want to be. So it's obvious that, you know, if that's true, you have to conclude that recreation and park facilities are central to economic development. And so when we look at Manson, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? And so we have to have the amenities in the community to be able to draw those sorts of opportunities to Manson, number one. And number two, we don't know yet whether, you can look at Leffler Field, and it's a great piece of property just as it sits. But imagine if we have the amenities that we could possibly have there, from perhaps an amphitheater, maybe a swimming pool. What if we have a swimming pool? Wow, what a great idea. Maybe it's just a splash pad that we can flood in the wintertime and have a skating rink. But put in place those amenities that are going to, and maybe it's not drawing business, but it's drawing more people to Manson, which in turn allows commerce to stay more vital throughout the year. So yeah, I can see where it will create jobs perhaps in the existing businesses, but in the parks department itself, if we put in a swimming pool, it's going to require additional staffing. It's going to require, so those, that alone will create jobs. So how it'll all play out, but we have to find out. But there's no doubt about it that the economic value of a park has been calculated, and Manson desperately needs something.
Jeff, you responded to this as being a blank canvas, and the one thing you cannot do is create the blank canvas. Once it's gone, it's gone. You can add
yes.
infrastructure.
Right.
So the important aspect right now is to get and secure this property, because mm-hmm. it's rare to have a downtown core mm-hmm. and to have a chunk of land this big being yeah. available.
Yeah, it's 5 acres of opportunity for this community. And, again, to your point, Dennis, yeah, we have to secure the property first and foremost. I don't pretend to be a parks developer at all. And I don't think there's anybody on the Manson Chamber of Commerce board that has any illusions of being park developers. But we do know we've got a terrific team already in our parks department, and they'll do a great job for whatever needs to be done once we secure the property. But for, honestly, guys, I don't care if it just sits empty as it is right now. Let's just secure it. Let's prevent a construction disaster, and we've seen plenty of those in the valley, and we won't name any names, but I think we all know some of the disasters that we don't like, and I don't think that there's anybody in Manson that wants to see something like that come to Manson. So let's take control of our own destiny. That's what it's about.
It's hard to do business at the end of a dead-end state highway. In any event, Manson is at the end of a dead-end state highway. And we certainly have our visitors and residents alike that love our amenities. This obviously would assist, I guess, in doing business, commerce, which is what the chamber's charged with, at the end of a dead-end state highway.
Well, I like to think of it as the beginning of the road. How about that? I mean, look, yeah, there's something that's challenging about that, because here's what I always tell people. If this was Lake Manson, we wouldn't be having a lot of these conversations out here, but it's not. It's Lake Chelan. And so as a chamber, really what Manson Chamber does is, first of all, I want to be clear. We support the efforts of the Lake Chelan Chamber of Commerce. They do a fabulous job. Their mission is, from a 30,000-foot perspective, to promote the valley, to promote Lake Chelan. And they do a good job of that. There's no arguing that. But as to your point, Steve, here we are. We're out here in Manson. And, having been doing business out here now for almost 8 years, I still have people that walk into this store and they'll say, wow, you know, my family's been coming to the Lake Chelan Valley for 20 years, and I didn't even know this town was out here. What the heck? So the Manson Chamber, we're just out here yelling a little louder, trying to put the spotlight on Manson and let people know, you know, what fun and family activities are out here. You know, we've got more wineries out here than anywhere else in the valley. We've got more lakes out here than anywhere in the valley. Hiking trails. I mean, you can go on the things that Manson already has to offer folks. So this will really just be a great addition to what we can provide our guests and community.
All right, we're going to come back and wrap discussion up on the Leffler Field because we also want to speak with you about other Manson activities, things going on. We're in the holiday season. You're planning ahead, new year coming up, 2019. And as vice president of the chamber, you're very active in the things that are going on downtown, which, by the way, has had a major renaissance, I would say, after having been in the valley for a long time and then moving away for 8 or 9 years and coming back. The biggest change I noticed was happening right here in the downtown Manson area. It's pretty impressive to see. So we'll talk about that and more with Jeff Comwell of the Manson Chamber when we come back right after a quick break here on Making Waves on LakeChelanNow.com.
Did you know that Chelan Realty is the oldest real estate firm in the Lake Chelan Valley? The Higgins family has owned Chelan Realty since 1972, and nobody knows the local real estate market better. If you're looking to buy, they'll help you find and purchase the right home or property for your needs. If you're looking to sell real estate, Chelan Realty will help you price the home or property and put it on the market for a quick sale. Ask them about their free market analysis or find it on their website at ChelanRealty.com.
Dennis Rom, Steve Bykus back here, and with Jeff Comwell at the Green Dot in Manson. Thank you for hosting us, Jeff, this morning as we put together this newest edition of Making Waves, talking about the Leffler Field purchase that the Manson Chamber of Commerce is embarking on this campaign, now in the process of generating money. I know you've had some asks, Jeff. You talked about that with the county, for example, but you also have an online means for the community in general to get involved with it. It doesn't matter where you live. If you come visit Lake Chelan, if you love it here and you live somewhere else around the United States or around the world, you can contribute to this if you'd like to see this park happen. It's not an easy domain to get to, so I'm going to let you tell us how do folks land on that page online.
Right. Well, the first part of it's pretty simple. It's LefflerParkFund.com, and then I'll spell this out, AMPLOADVANCE.com. It's amploadvance.com. So it's a, it, you know what, it's a, I don't know why that's the name, but it is. So just go there and give if you can. But, you know, we're reaching out to people all over the place, to your point, Dennis. And, you know, there's a lot of folks that have second homes here that, you know, come to Manson. They love Manson. And so we're hoping that they'll step up and participate in this project, too, because this can really be the crowning jewel of the Manson Parks program and a great place for people to come. And whether they're residents or whether they're part-time folks here or tourists, we just really want people to, you know, take advantage of this great opportunity at Leffler Park.
So people, if they choose to commit, is that a pledge? If something comes to fruition, what happens to the loot if it doesn't happen?
Sure. Yeah, all monies are reimbursed. So it is essentially a pledge. And so we've already, in fact, that was one of the big criteria to setting up this account, was to make sure that, you know, hey, if we fall short and we can't get to the finish line, people will certainly get their money back. So we're not holding anybody hostage, that's for sure.
Jeff, how do you promote that? I mean, you're going to start seeing posters in downtown Manson and Chelan saying, here, you want to pledge, go to this website.
Sure. It's actually, so again, you all are really the first to know all of this. So we're actually pulling together the committee next week, and we'll be putting out signs. We'll be doing some social media marketing for sure. We've got a terrific team from our web designers through Snap Advance that really have a marketing system that'll reach out to virtually anywhere we want to reach to invite people to participate in this. So we're excited about that. Obviously through our websites and, you know, everybody else sharing, you all have done a great job at LakeChelanNow.com. Thank you for that. And hopefully we can count on your continued support through the campaign. But just to keep it in front of people so that, you know, whether it's a dollar, you know, $100, $10,000, $1 million, we'll take it. We're excited. So you know, it's going to be a push to get the word out. So any help that we can get, and hopefully, you know, people will share and share and share. That's the one of the greatest ways, you know, is to invite people. Hey, share this opportunity on your Facebook page, on your Twitter account, however you, you know, interact with folks, share it. So
there was mentioned you might actually be having some meetings and invite the public and learn more about the project.
Right. Yeah, after we get through our final asks with the government agencies, we're going to invite the public to step in. And that's really, really where the magic is going to happen, is with the community coming together to make this a reality. So that's going to be a huge element in making sure that everybody knows. Everybody's got to know about it. That's the big thing. If everybody knows and if everybody can just give a few dollars, we'll get there. Even if it's just Manson giving, we'll get there.
You mentioned one thing early on in our conversation, that there is a funding cycle that agencies go through to commit money through the grant program, what have you. And you're kind of out of sync with that, given the deadlines that you have coming up. And there's certainly other communities that compete with those kinds of things. In order to put together a package that might be attractive to some of the groups, the organizations, I can't remember the name of the one that's predecessor to the Interagency Committee for Outdoor Recreation, but you alluded to it earlier. They're very competitive, and you got to get in that cycle to get the loot.
Yeah, and you know, in that regard, we're really leaning on our Parks Department, working with Robin Pittman and the board there to make sure that we are part of that opportunity. That's not our area of expertise by any means. So we want to make sure that we're leaning on the experts. And, you know, Robin is fully aware. She's got the relationships. She's already done most of the paperwork for things like this. So she's very familiar with it. The whole committee is on board with this development of Leffler Field. So I'm pretty sure they'll be keeping their thumb on the pulse of what needs to be done.
Jeff, I know that if people want more information, they can go to the Chamber website, which is More to Manson, moretomanson.com, and they can get available information there. But I'm sure you'd be happy to talk to folks if they wander
absolutely.
In here to the Green Dot or into the Chamber office. Mm-hmm. Probably lots of questions out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And by all means, just, you know, pop in. If you've got a question, send us an email or you know, access us online. We're going to actually have a Facebook page for this as well. It's in the process of being developed, so you can ask questions there. Like you say, Dennis, you can just pop in here to Green Dot. We'll be happy to chat and stop by the Chamber office. It's down there in the Manson Business Center where C.R. Sandage and some of the other wineries are. We've got a little office in there that's staffed on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, so which is a growing opportunity for the Manson Chamber as well. We've got a staff person in there. So, but by all means, ask questions. If you've got ideas, we want to hear them. And, you know, like I say, it's a blank canvas. And if you've got something that you think is an exciting idea for a park, we've got 4.97 acres to consider what to do with. So it's an exciting time.
Will some of it be parking area?
Yeah. In fact, that's one of the first considerations, is parking as well as a public restroom facility. We want to put in areas for picnicking, some sunshades, you know, so that people can go there and just kick back and enjoy. There's going to be open spaces. So, you know, if you want to fly a kite or play frisbee or just run around, they're talking about a big walking trail that'll, you know, be around the complete border of the property. So, and then nothing's cast in stone. It's just we're all dreaming right now of what could be. And
by that blank canvas.
Exactly, that blank canvas.
And I'm sure Santa will rest easy knowing that there's an effort afoot to ensure that he can continue to land at Leffler Field or Leffler Park in the future.
Yeah, that's right. That was, you know, Dale England's helicopter is used so much out here. We were like, okay, we got to make sure there's a place for Dale to land. So and he's been very generous, too, to do things for the community in that regard. So we're really grateful.
Speaking of community, let's transition out of Leffler Field, the project, the acquisition. By the way, good luck, and
thank you.
I'm confident you guys will get it done.
Thank you.
But you're very active, the Manson Chamber, now. We're in the midst of the holiday season. Mm-hmm. Santa has already arrived officially. Steve mentioned how awesome it looks downtown at night with all the lights and whatnot. What's the feeling here in the Manson Corps from the business side of things?
Yeah. Well, you know, our chamber, like I said, we have one part-time staff person. We don't have an army of people. I always say we're kind of the bad news bears out here, because we have to make everything happen ourselves as a community, as a business community. In fact, it wasn't long ago, as you drive through downtown Manson and you see these candy canes that are on all of the light poles, there was a work party in my backyard, and we cut them out like in July of a couple years ago, and then we had a big painting party, and that's how those that's how the candy canes in downtown Manson came about. Ron Trickett, who is volunteer extraordinaire, he has a, and he and Jerry Ustanek, you know, they have a group of volunteers, Brian Patterson and some other folks that come together. They put together the sleigh and the reindeer that you see over there in Loeffler Field, and then they work with the Kiwanis, Dale England and Fred, Fred's last name just jumped out of my head, but Fred helps out down there, and they put up all the lights and the snowflakes on the poles, and they really doll it up, and then, you know, we have such a great time all winter long. It really looks great when we get a little bit of snow, so hopefully that's in the forecast. So it's definitely a neat transformation of downtown Manson when we get all that stuff up. Fred Barkley.
There you go. And Jeff, you guys have a lot going on, and it's not going to be time right now to talk about everything on your chamber calendar,
sure,
so to speak. But once we get through the holiday season, bam, you're right there at Winterfest time.
Yeah, we're so excited. Winterfest, I've been told that last year for Ale Fest, last year at this time, there were 8 VIP passes sold to Ale Fest, which is sponsored by the Manson Chamber of Commerce. And already this year, there are over 30 that have been sold. So that's pretty exciting if you're looking at numbers. Winterfest is going to be big this year. There's all kinds. This is a really family-friendly environment for kids and for families to come out to Manson for Winterfest. We've got family activities happening over at North Shore Bible Church. There's a great big show that happens on that Saturday. There's going to be fire pits all throughout the town where people can make sure they stay warm. There's going to be Olaf and Elsa from the Disney movie Frozen that'll be wandering through town, and there's going to be picture opportunities. So it's not just about, you know, beer and wine and all that. There's a lot of fun things that are going on for families as well. So we've got Winterfest, yeah. And then, of course, you've got the wine experiences that are coming up with Red Wine and Chocolate in February. That's always a big deal here in Manson with all the wineries. You know, you can literally walk out of our restaurant here and walk downtown, and you're going to hit at least 14 wineries, plus you've got a cidery and a couple of breweries. So it's a pretty interesting experience in February here in Manson. Right after that, of course, you know, we're right on the heels there. We've got Apple Blossom coming up. In fact, Apple Blossom selection for the Queen and the Princesses will be happening in January. And then we've got the actual Apple Blossom Parade coming up the second weekend in May. Right on the heels of that, we've got the Manson Rat Rod Show. Oh, man. And it's going to be bigger and better than ever this year. We're so excited about it. So that'll happen the third weekend in May. We're actually, let's see, we missed the fishing derby as well. We'll be doing the fishing derby. So, you know, you're right, Dennis. It really blows up for us. And then we're right into the big push for one of the largest fireworks displays in the Northwest. Happens right here in Manson over Manson Bay, and we'll be right into 4th of July. So there you go. It's definitely a full throttle up for us.
And full throttle, you talk about, you're going to be back into the Hydrofest again next
year,
too.
Oh, man, yeah. What a great group of guys, those Hydro guys are just a hoot. This year we've already been planning what we're going to be doing, and they're bringing even more boats, bigger boats. The Friday night event over at Wine Girl Wines, we're going to be bringing in a band this year, so it's going to be a real festive event on Friday, and then right there on Saturday, man, it's going to be a great time again of good racing Saturday and Sunday. And we've actually got the date, I believe it's September 29th, they've already got locked in for Hydro Fest, so looking forward to that.
Well, you guys know how to have a good time in Manson.
we try
for years now. Interesting, Jeff, as you ran through the slate of activities there, I was counting the number of them that use either as a primary spot or a secondary spot Loeffler Field to pull some of those things off.
Yeah, you know, you're right. When you think of Hydrofest, you know, we have many of the drivers and teams camping in Loeffler Field. And and so it's used as a staging area. 4th of July, it's used as a parking area. You know, it's a great place to park and then hike down into town. It's not that far. And, you know, that way you're easy in, easy out for the fireworks show. So yeah, that's going to be continuing as we develop this into Leffler Park. You know, we've already talked about, we love having, just for the first year, we moved the Rat Rod show downtown Manse and closed off the streets. But you know what? We may decide to move it back to Leffler Park. First 2 years we did up there at Leffler Field. So who knows? The good news is we'll have the flexibility. We'll have the capability. Leffler Field was also home to 150 kids last summer for a church retreat from the west side. They came over and took over Leffler Field. And again, it's all due to the generosity of the Lefflers for allowing people to just come in and take over that property. And we've been really grateful to them for, you know, their generosity for sure.
And Jeff, look how the old Wiley broadcaster brought it right back around to the Leffler Field project so we can close out the program here today.
Go.
Jeff Conwell, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
And best of luck with this project.
Well, thanks for your support.
Steve, that's
making waves. We're making waves.
Yeah, we are, but I do want to give a little tease because I've been communicating up to the North Pole, and we're getting real close, I believe, to have a sit-down with Santa Claus sometime before the holidays, probably the Making Waves edition just before Christmas. So just to put that out there, and you're going to be there.
I've been in touch with Santa and a couple of his helpers.
Another of his old friends in years gone by, Ray Dobbs, is going to try to make the sit-down as well. So it should be fun. We'll link up with Santa Claus and wish everybody a very merry holiday season. That'll do it for us here.
Oh, it's the real Santa Claus.
Making Waves on LakeShelandau.com. So long.